Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Okay, and for those of you that didn't get your questions in, during the show, you can email them to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E, whistle without an H, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm excited about this show, and we already have a couple of questions.
Good. Well, we're open to more. Okay, so tonight's show, you know, these abduction shows have been, I am flying so high when I do these shows that it's pretty scary. And
have you got a little string keeping your ankle to the
ground? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Cute story. After the second show in this series on Are You an Abductee, a client I have in Saudi Arabia said that I came through her ceiling. It was daytime there. And came through her ceiling, and she and her little daughter could see me, and I did healing work on them, and then I morphed out through the top of the ceiling and left. Love that. I'm like, cool.
Do you need a passport when you travel like that?
I don't know. I have other people see me aboard ship, but, you know, that I'm kind of used to that. And but they did let me know that I had boobs there, too. It made me very happy. So, okay. Tonight we're going to talk about not only are you abductee, but who you really are, who we really are. And I think this is going to be really interesting. I would like to talk before we go into this. The symptoms and diseases showing up right now, and they're so all over the map. And for those of you that are thinking you're either losing your mind or need to go to a doctor, and I do not discourage anyone from going to a doctor, by the way. Phantom symptoms, a lot of phantom symptoms. People with ovary pain when they don't have ovaries anymore. I've been having, and I finally pinpointed it, and it was uterine pain. And I went, I don't have a uterus. I have my ovaries, but I don't have a uterus. And I'm like, what? So, you know, I'm so busy. I just kept thinking, well, that's very low to have that pain. I don't know what that is. So, a lot of cancer is showing up right now, and it's very interesting to me that the cancer that's showing up is not life-threatening per se. And I would say that you're all riding in between the lines right now. This is we're trying to accomplish so much on the planet. This is not a punishment, people, so I'm not talking about that at all. But what I'm seeing is that people that are developing diseases are having an opportunity. Okay, based on where it shows up and what it brings into their life experience, and I'll give you one case in point. A lot of this related to old lineage stuff, and these are all big souls who are really processing big lineage stuff, like pure lineage all the way back. but this one, that it was absolutely clear that this illness was taken on with the intent of opening to receive love, something this person had never done before, even though they were married and had children and so on and so forth, but they never, ever really received love. And it's very interesting, or knew how to truly receive love or to truly love. So their surgery, interestingly enough, was postponed. And she had asked the team to choose which surgeon and so on and so forth. We were both surprised with the surgeon that the team picked. After she went to see all the surgeons, we all knew why. And then he couldn't do it until it literally gave her a window. The team had said, well, you know, you wait until this time to do it, which gave her time to open more to receiving love. I'm just finding these things so fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And so what we're seeing is kidneys, bladder, digestion, thyroid, and a little heart thrown in just for good measure. So if you're having heart palpitations, I'm beet red 1 minute and I'm fine the next. I'm beet red 1 minute and I'm fine the next. So I know this is just the frequencies coming in. Okay. Very, very interesting things going on. Lots of dealing with masculine energies this week. Veronica, have you encountered that?
Yeah, I have actually. I was thinking about one of my clients who got heat stroke, and when I'm working with him, he has just what you said. It gets really red, and so on. But it looks like some of the channels of energy flowing through the body are being pushed to open, and that sort of thing.
Oh, that would make perfect sense.
Yeah,
yes, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and the whole process, of course, is forcing a total shift from the way he lived and was to, you know, well, you and I know. I mean, it's sort of he's evolving is what he's doing, but he's going through the narrows right now. And that is pushing his masculinity as well, of course.
Yes, and I'm seeing a lot of women dealing with the masculine as well. Healing old beliefs around the masculine, just really big stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Manifestations and threats. Kind of moving into a little bit of ET news here, because on some of the things I'm involved in that are kind of private. But anyway, one person in particular who's been involved in bringing forward some really good, loving information about the Greys or the Zetas, and they had a and don't mention names, please, Veronica. Anyway, they had a just in case you guess, because I know you. They had an incident with a helicopter, and in posing the question if other people had had it, what was amazing to me is on this particular forum of pretty astute people. This is the It's a closed forum, secret, blah, 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 whatever. But at any rate, and people like Whitley Strieber and people like that are on it. And what was very interesting to me is the number of people who had incidents with these helicopters, obviously government-type helicopters, not your typical helicopter, just kind of puffing up, saying, you know, we're here to scare you, but, you know, nothing really happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I wrote into the forum and I said, look, with where we're going right now, we will be protected. I don't have any fear whatsoever around this anymore. You know, there was a time when people were afraid and there were some incidents of people's family being hurt or killed. I don't see that anymore. So, none of you have anything to worry about. So, I want to clarify that for people who are listening to the show. Lots of physical and quasi-physical manifestations. Lots of pictures and whispers. And I love this because this is such an interesting time where people are really walking around with their cameras. They're really recording things that in the past they may not have been quite as focused on, they're really paying attention to right now. And one photo was of a huge praying mantis on man's desk. This happens to be a lovely man and really like him. This praying mantis was the biggest praying mantis I've ever seen in my life. And how it got on his desk, I have no idea. But he had an incident with what he thought was a praying mantis being. And this, and I have seen them do this often, not only with me, but with some of my clients. So this did not surprise me, but I love the fact that he was so in tune with it. And he posted some very interesting pictures. Also, a lot of people are posting pictures of the beings that they're encountering. other than just your typical grays. I'm excited to see that people are really sharing everything.
And this is in that special little area?
Well, yeah, there and a couple of other places, but it's primarily there are three forums I'm involved in. Dimensional variables, and I want to talk about this real quick. Things appearing in cameras that are very small representations of beings. In this case, a picture that was posted was of a human about 8 inches tall. He had multiple pictures of this taken at a cemetery, literally sitting kind of on the step. So it wasn't an overlay or a double exposure or anything like that. And the person that shared it, somebody I adore, and you know, we write back and forth and so on. This was the real deal, and it was really fun. So I explained that I've had these experiences in the healing room where beings have shown, they used to make themselves very small. I don't know who it was. For my little dog, Millie, I don't let the little ones up here, but she used to, this was her domain. And she would get down in a down dog fashion. And then she'd come all the way down and talk in some kind of language. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And you could tell she was eyeball to eyeball with them. And it happened often. It wasn't just one rare occurrence. I mean, it was fairly regular. But she would do things that I never heard any other time. And she was very involved because she was so bright, very involved with them. And one person came here and with a digital camera, John Serrata told her how to find things in the healing room. And what you do is you take a photograph, but you don't click it all the way. You go into the infrared. Bob, you'd know what this is. And you can actually see them all. There were all these little green bathtub, fluorescent green bathtubs floating all in the healing room. I don't know. They were bathtub shaped. Okay. I have no idea what they were. But I remember at the time I said, if you could get close enough, if you could blow them up, if you could actually photograph and blow them up, you would be able to see some differentiation in terms of what they were. I love this stuff. Two new races this week. I get so excited about this. this is an Andromedan hybrid race. This was a being with small, large blue oval eyes, blonde hair, female about 4'5", and the name of the race is Andromedy, and they're Andromedan hybrid. They should be in second or third wave of first contact. What she does is literally working on ley lines on the planet to stabilize the Earth. Then there was another child called Slender Male with green eyes, very human-like eyes. And this was the Jondai race, again, another hybrid race. We did not get, unfortunately, what races it was together with. I mean, the problem is that especially if people get emotional during these experiences, they have to move through this, and you know, there's just so much going on. I get so damn. Anyway, this one was kind of like a martial artist, a warrior type, but a keeper of peace, and he would be in first contact. So, wow, you know, another little ET news night,
and these are hybrid children.
These are hybrid children. So they're carrying human, one, of course, Andromedan, human Andromedan, not certain what else is in there, you know, because the grays are, as we know, Bashar is a hybrid race, genetically altered. And obviously these alterations, they're combining, okay, and all of these races are involved in that aspect of it. They may not be doing the abductions, but they're actually all working together to be certain that the human seed is spread throughout the universe in combined with different races and creating new races to populate the universe. I just think it's so exciting. And this race had been around for a while, as I understand, Andromeda. We think we got that right. We're not sure. It's an established race. So it was, again, spelling was somewhat close. But very interesting stuff, really interesting stuff. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly say the reason for tonight's show, and then I'll go into channel. I had an experience with someone where I was taken out because I was going through, you know, you sometimes can go through these growth crises, and this was back in 94 or so, 94 or 5. And I was going through real dramatic shifts. And so this man who was a Toltec shaman came over and took me out on the silver or golden thread, whatever it is. You'd know better than I do. Veronica, I don't. And to before I came to the planet, just before I came onto the planet. And I was absolutely shocked because, and there were several witnesses there, I was with Archangel Michael, and I really had a hard time grokking this because it was not what I would have expected. And he said to me, "Are you sure you're going to make it?" Because I had such big plans for what I wanted to do. The concern was, would I make it through all the things I had decided I was going to do, especially in the early life and so on. And, you know, I was, I just wanted to get in there, you know. I was like at a ski slope, let me go. And it was a truly amazing experience. So, and I've had a lot of experiences with Archangel Michael, especially during that time. So that's why it was so shocking. In doing a session the other day, this person who we love, and I'm sorry I don't remember the session, which is not unusual, but there was something having to do with having the same kind of experience where Archangel Michael was there, and she didn't want, not what, and she was so big, she didn't want to come down into the body. It was just such a painful struggle to even imagine having to drop down into physicality because it was so counter to who she really is. Which, with both of these incidents, tells me absolutely. Obviously, we take some forms of our personality with us because, you know. And I will say, I had an experience with Don Miguel Ruiz. I was at his home in New Mexico. And there were just a few of us doing a meditation, and I spontaneously popped out, went out into the universe. And it was time to come back, and I was so big, I could not figure out how I was going to get all of me back into a body. And so I told Miguel the next day, and he said, "That was your ego." And I said, "No, it wasn't." I said, "I was really concerned. How am I going to squish that into the body? It wasn't my ego. It was me trying to figure it out." And it wasn't me saying, "Oh, look at how big I am." It was me saying, "What the hell am I going to do to get that in the body?" And so, so I asked the team if they would make some comments about this because I think it's time for us to really realize who we are and stop feeling.
I love that. That's what we need to do.
Yes, and stop feeling so small. I think that that's been so counterproductive for all of us. Okay, I'm going to go into channel.
Let
and
me
then
ask
you've got...
you this. Once you did that, did you always feel, were you able to choose to feel that bigness?
You know, I was at the chiropractor's last week, and he was testing me. And he said, "We're back to I'm fat." I said, "I'm not fat. Look at me. The weight is falling off." He said, "Wait a minute." And he's working and working. He said, "Wait a minute. It's your energy is fat. how do you feel about that? And I said, well, I hate to walk into a room and scare people, but I know sometimes I do. And I, you know, it's hard for me to stay at somebody's house because I always feel like I'm banging into their walls. You know, that's why I have this big, you've been in my house, Veronica. It's big, mm-hmm. but if I'm in something small, it feels like the house is breathing. So he said, wait a minute, you love having fat energy. I said, all right, fine, whatever you say. So I think that, I mean, I have to go to the humorous side of this because it is pretty funny. Yes, you can make yourself really big. I mean, but, you know, the purpose of it, but here's the problem. Our energies are getting larger, and it's learning to cope with having big energy like that, because when, the more you spread out that energy, the more you're going to touch more people, which is what we planned on doing anyway. Mm. Okay? But at this stage, we're still trying to assimilate how we do that. Mm-hmm. Okay? And not be empathic and take on all the stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. About boundaries, sort of in the boundarylessness.
The boundaries. And I'm at a point today where I can go in anywhere, and I can feel as I'm, you know, for me, again, it sounds so egomaniacal, but I can be in a public place, and then all of a sudden I'm aware of my energy moving out and around everybody, and so on, and I just sit there and laugh and think, just eat your food. So I think we're all doing this in some levels without realizing it. I've just become more conscious of it, especially with all the things that are going on right now. It's like challenging everything we've thought we've known. All those boundaries are blasting out. They don't exist.
But I think you were born to do some big work, and as such, your fields necessarily have to be fat, as you called it. Don't you think?
Well,
I mean, you're a little ahead of us on that, and you're teaching us how.
Is that right?
Is what?
I said you're ahead of us on that and teaching us how to
make our field big enough. I think that the, and I'm struggling right now, I have to be honest with you, because my energies are really being stretched, and I get that nickel taste in my mouth, which means my brain is getting a fat brain.
Is that what that taste is?
Yeah. Haven't you had that before? Where you?
I have it all the time right now. It's driving me crazy.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't know it. It tastes kind of nickel-y.
Yeah. It tastes odd. Yeah. I even asked about it in the health food store today.
They really don't know what to give you for that. It's processing, and again, the team is doing a lot more integration with right and left hemisphere, and in that process, I'm just. Everybody's calling up complaining about headaches, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. So more opening of the right and left hemisphere, more opening of the God mind on the back of the head. Hmm. Well, the where you would wear a yarmulke, that back cap. For all of you, again, the chakra activation technique is back, I think, in November somewhere on the radio show archives. This is the time to be doing it. I can't get through the day without doing it, and I'm the worst. But I can tell you, I can't get through the day because these energies are so big that your chakras don't align right if you don't do it. Mm. And you can blow yourself out real easily. When you do it, it just kind of puts everything back into balance, at least a lot better than it was. Okay. All right.
It's a big job to be a person these days.
Oh, it really, 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 really is. Okay. All right. All right, welcome everyone. It's always a joy to be with you. We do laugh at your dialogues about what's going on and the way you're responding to them, and we do understand, and we want you all to know that no one could really predict all the things that you're experiencing. So please be clear with that. All right? You are going to have some very, very unusual experiences. And we have a great deal of empathy for you. We love all of you, but we recognize that this kind of rapid growth is not the most comfortable. And especially for those of you that are out, Veronica, like yourself, the general, that are doing this work all the time, you tend to expand. You know, you blow out here and puff up there. So it's, you know, as we observe, it's actually quite humorous. You would be on our comedy show channel, all right? All right.
We need to laugh, that's for sure.
Absolutely, you need to laugh. It's very, very, very important. And for all of you, you need to take a break when you can. You need to take a break when you can.
A
lot of you are having a lot of... Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
A lot of you are having a lot of crown activity, a lot of back of the head activity, a lot going on with the head. We heard the comment about the nickel. Tremendous openings going on right now, and it can create some chemical feelings in the brain that can be a little uncomfortable. Drink lots of water. Again, the channel was right. Chakra activation technique, where you blow open the crown. Blow open the crown. Very, very important. Watch your hair growth. You're going to be very surprised when you see what goes on with hair growth. Going to be very interesting for all of you. The channel's perplexed because she gets, in 6 weeks, an inch below the color, you know, new growth, and then about another half to three quarters of an inch that nobody can explain. All right, because hair doesn't grow from the end, so no one can explain where this additional length comes from. So it's really quite humorous. And you may notice also with some of you that you're going to have hair growing faster in certain locations than in others. All right.
And that can be awkward.
Well, yes. You want to schedule regular haircuts. All right. All right. You have some questions for us, Veronica.
Yes, there's a question here about hybrid children. It's Natalia, actually, who is asking whether we're just connecting with hybrid children or... are they now integrating with us, you know, now that they're almost adults, so they can help us in any way? I guess, yeah.
All right. Hybrid children, all right, we understand the question. All right, are waiting to connect, all right? This is a getting to know you time. It's optional. Not all hybrid children are totally fascinated with you. Some of them are very business-like. We know that's shocking to you. And even though as human parents, you may feel that you have children out there, certainly what we've seen in these sessions, and there have been so many of them, is that in some cases they can be quite business-like, in some very loving, all right? Some don't have the same emotional components. Most of them do not have the same emotional components. They're a mixture of components, all right? Integrating, no. They're not integrating with you, all right? They are open to communicate with you. There's a difference, all right? Again, this is more of a bridging thing than anything else. All right? Establishing contact. If you think about this now, establishing contact with somebody that carries your genetics. All right? For some of you, you may have had them in the womb or donated sperm. You all know this is going on aboard ship. This is not news to anyone. we would say 92-93% of you have made visits to them in terms of bonding. Not all. Not all. We're getting 87-92%. All right, so hold on, please. All right. So the desire is to create a relationship. All right. It is not necessary to be terribly emotional and devastated that you're separated from them. You can communicate with them meditatively. All right. You can even ask to connect with them. All right. We don't want any of you feeling as though you're being rejected and so on, so we do caution you in that arena and understand that some are very happy to connect with you and very loving, and others may feel a little different, and that's all right, too. They are more businesslike. They are. That's all right. Now, what is the purpose of connecting? Because at some point, not all of them will be part of first contact. We want you to be aware of that. Not all, but some of them will. All right? For many of you. Now, notice we didn't say total contact. We said first contact. There's a difference. First contact, and some of this has not been decided at this time. Be aware of that as well. Exactly who. There are some that have been decided, some have not. Now, in terms of connecting them with them, we encourage you to do so. We encourage you to do so, but we caution all of you now, all right, to be very clear with your intent to connect. All right, this is not a time. Right, to because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. Set your protections and so on before you open up to direct contact, not from them, but from anything that might try to interfere and come along and say, oh, yes, I'm your hybrid child, I'm king of this planet or whatever. You know, if you get those kinds of messages, you're definitely want to cut off the communication at that point and regroup and do it another day. That's not going to be the case. All right. Now, with that in mind, we're talking about hybrid children. All right. Please be aware. We haven't gotten to all of you yet. Veronica, did that answer the question sufficiently?
Yes, I think it did. I was just wondering if there's a connection between, like, if I had a hybrid child, then is there an easier connection because of the shared lineage or recognition or protection because of that? Is there anything, or karma?
No. No, you're trying to use planetary things on a galactic concept or a cosmic concept.
Just
all
trying
right.
to make a difference here. Figure out what's the difference. Here.
The difference is, in essence, through your efforts, you contributed. All right, you contributed to a life experience of a being that would not carry human lineage without you. Human. Now, when we say lineage, we're not talking all the way through, but we're talking about human DNA and, in some cases, human lineage also. Remember, as a race, the importance is your capacity for love. Please remember this. It's very important. And resolve and determination. The ability to overcome incredible odds. bearing in mind that you carry genetics from other races yourself. So in a way, you're all hybrids.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, food for thought. That junk DNA that they're all trying to figure out, and many people said, oh, yes, that's extraterrestrial. You know, scientists roll their eyes. Many of them know it's true, but there's still a lid on disclosure, so that's the reason it's not highly publicized, but certainly it's been out there.
How you know, you've already worked with a lot of us on how to find out if we've been abducted. But we have a question here from a fellow who says that the team, you say that he has been, and the word he's using is detained.
Yes.
When I ask if I've been abducted, though I don't feel like I ever have, they say I have. He says, how may I be more connected to my potential hybrid offspring children, therefore, and facilitating our respective and collective empowerment? Or was I just detained and not a participant in the feeding process? You see, he's got the words, and I don't...
Yes. No, he's correct.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer the word detainment, as does the Shah. It's far more civil than abducted. Abducted always says it's against your will. And although it may feel like it's against your will, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whoever this person is, we would say this. All right, you're certainly welcome to try and connect with them in meditation. If you are not successful in doing that, contact the channel and we'll do what we call an abduction / detainment session.
He's had 13 with you.
All right, we know who this is. Did he ever have, well, obviously you don't have that on there. The question is, did he ever have an abduction detainment session? Where he actually met his hybrid children.
I think he didn't say that here, but it sounds like he did.
He says he's not sure if he is
a participant in the seeding process at all.
All right, that's what we understood from the question.
Yes.
All right, that's what we understood from the question. Now, because of the number of sessions he's had, we would say attempt to connect with them through meditation, setting a very strong intent,
mm-hmm.
a very strong intent that he has a desire to connect with his hybrid children. All right? Now, we're not here trying to solicit people for sessions. What we're saying, all right, we set the context. We allow the person to have the content, all right? These become your experiences. We have agreements, all right? We have agreements to facilitate these experiences, to help all of you get to know one another, to create more bridging, less separation. But certainly, we encourage any of you to attempt. It may take you 3, 4, 5 times. Right? If you do have hybrid children, you've, in the dream time, been aboard ship anyway and made some form of contact. Again, at 85%, 92%, 93% range. Next question.
What can we do to awaken ourselves to those travels to the ship and so on? You know, sometimes we do that, but we can't remember it or experience.
All right. Well, we would say this. All right. When it's time, you'll remember. You have plenty of other things to do besides try to open those memories. Do you understand?
But it's nice idea. It's a great idea, isn't it?
Well, it's a great idea, you know, when you're laying in the meadow, you know, looking up at the clouds and say, gee, I think I'll ponder this.
Mm-hmm.
But all of you are very, very busy. There are many things for you to learn and experience right now. Certainly you can set your intentions for more opening. But some things may be beyond your understanding or level of comfort. At this time, please understand one thing. The frequencies of the grays, which are not truly extraterrestrials, but are doing a tremendous amount of work to help populate the universe and working with many, many different races, we want you to understand something. And they do have permission to go back and forth. But they don't go, even though you have, we talk about the Zetas, and they, but originally, all right, very long story, we've talked about it many times. In terms of frequency, their frequencies are very different. If you uncover some of those experiences before you're ready, they can be incredibly uncomfortable. Not because they mean you harm, but because their frequencies are so different. And it can feel, we're not talking about the little ones now, we're talking about the tall gray. It can feel almost like you're being electrocuted, that kind of feeling. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. So it can feel very uncomfortable. So when we aren't really discouraging you, what we're saying is allow your, as your frequencies continue to increase, your ability to encounter them will be much easier. And as you open more without fear, then they're not going to have to carry you out the damn window. You understand?
Yes.
All right. They don't have to do the frequency shift, you know, that people talk about being paralyzed. They can't move.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's as much for their protection as for you. All right, next question.
All right, this question is something I've been wanting to ask for 3 weeks, so it's not quite apropos, but I'd like to ask it. This is about me. When I was little, I had this really amazing electrical thing that would happen at the base of my spine, and this red light would come up. And usually it was heralded with a dream, where, and I was very small when it started, went on till my 20s and maybe 30s. And in the dream, somebody's finger would touch the base of my spine, and this light would start to climb. And I would, I remember thinking, oh, here it comes again. And it would be, it wasn't erotic. It was electrical and very brightly colored. And I wondered if you could see that or if you could tell me
what. All right. There are those of you, lovely star beings, who have what we would call spontaneous kundalini experiences.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you didn't have fear when they happened, you could have allowed the ecstatic experience. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. But the fear that came with it literally kind of blocked the energy as it was moving, as it's going up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of encouraging the flow to come up because of not understanding what it was.
It was more like resignation that I had, I think, like, oh, here we go again.
Right. This truly is what it was.
Oh.
We've got someone else that had these experiences spontaneously from a little child as well. That would be the channel son.
Mm.
Now, do you have them anymore?
I haven't for a while, no. Probably 10 years, 15 years, right. I haven't had them. But maybe I could ask for it again.
Well, you certainly can ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that you understand what it really is,
mm-hmm.
preceded by a dream where you are touched at the base of the spine, which we think is very profound,
mm-hmm.
which would indicate that somebody else was assisting you. Mm-hmm. The channel son had numerous incidents with beings from other places.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in essence, yes, your energies were opened very early.
Hmm.
All right. Not always comfortable.
but it could be very exciting, depending on what you want to do with it. You know.
Hmm.
But learning to direct it can be extraordinary, to the point of total enlightenment. But again, for you, you have a monitor. You know, these trucks that you move from place to place, and you can only go like 55 miles an hour. They have a monitor on them, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you have a monitor on you. You love to go and explore to a certain point.
Mm.
You know what we're talking about.
I do.
All right. And then you put the lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes beyond what you're used to or what you think you can handle, the fear of it going too far, you push it down. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right. Any other questions?
Back to the... no, but that's really helpful, actually. I'd have more to say about why I push it down. But back to the children...
we don't have much time, Veronica, and we want to talk about who you are a little bit. And then any time left, we'll devote to that, if we may.
Okay.
It's time for all of you to begin to play with the idea that you are far bigger, far greater, and far more than you ever could have imagined. Many of you have had very difficult childhoods. A great deal of difficulty dealing in specific areas and arenas, some in relationships, some with parents, some with siblings, some with safety, some with abuse. But we can tell all of you that you chose these things coming in for the varieties of experience. Knowing that each one of you kind of, you know, was like picking straws, if you will, but far more designed than that. And each and every one of you, by agreement, looked at what areas needed more support. All right, over here, this kind of abuse, that needs more support. I can take some of that on and help in the collective, and I can do this literally with the idea in mind. Because you are who you are, you could help others not to experience what you did to such great degree. Some of you got very damaged. We just want you to be aware. That's why we're here. All right? To help you now to unhook from the human lineage. All right? Which is like sometimes one trunk and sometimes several trunks, right? Hauling around behind you. And getting very weighty at this point. Very weighty. Now, how big are you? The orchestration, and we can't tell you everything, but we can tell you some pieces of this. The orchestration was far bigger than you realize. If you're listening to this show, we can tell you. You're not small. Now again, don't give this to your ego. Give it to you. As, yes, I really do have purpose. Even though I may not know what it is right now, I trust in the unfoldment of that and exactly the perfect timing. And in the meantime, I'm going to do the things that I know will help me. All right? Working on core beliefs, right? Working with intentions. Things that may seem very trivial to you are critically important. Critically important. Lineage, critically important at this timing. Because you're now coming to an intersection, a timing, coming to this intersection where you're all going to want to step forward to be of the greatest assistance during the most critical times on the planet. You all talk about contact, contact, contact.
disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. Look at what's going on your planet right now. And it's coming, people. And when it comes, and we're reading energies all the time to decide exactly when that can be, you all need to be ready. Because of who you really are. You're not small. And even though you may still carry some anger about, you know, those aliens came and took me, and it really is time to heal and forgive that. Because you did agree to it. They're not monsters. It's a very big program. Very, very big. And you're all very big souls. With an agreement to awaken, to come together, to connect. And this is the reason that we're working with so many of you. This is the reason that we give the opportunity at the end of these shows. Tonight only. Whatever it may be. You're going to all have more and more memory. And it's going to come through quite spontaneously. And so we're preparing you, which is the reason we're coming forward with it now. So that when it does happen, right, you don't get delusional over it and think, oh my God, I'm an archangel. Again. All right. Not that anyone we've talked to thinks that, but we want you to understand, and this is also difficult for some of you to kind of grapple with, the archangels, actually we had two this week with Michael, carry specific frequencies for the planet. They are part of the planning. All right? To think that, all right, this is separate. ETs are over here. All right, angels are over here. Archangels are over here. Beings of light are up here. To assume that they're not all aware of one another and working together would be very foolish. Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. Did you all have assistance coming in? Yes. A great deal of assistance, because each one of you are taking on more than just a lifetime. More than just a lifetime. I want you to be clear about that. And the tools are out there to change your life. The tools are out there. They've been there for a long time. But now you can work with them more effectively than ever before. Because of the amount of frequencies coming onto the planet, because you're opening up, your mind is opening up, your brain is opening up, your consciousness is opening up. And some people are having difficulty with, we want you to be clear about this, brain chemistry. And these are some problems that weren't necessarily counted on, but they do occur. Now, Veronica, you had one other question, I think.
I think we don't have enough time right now, but we could do it next week.
All right. Mm-hmm. And do you want to talk about your show?
Yes, last week I said we were going to have Galexis on Tuesday, and I was wrong there this coming Tuesday. So Galexis Tuesday at Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to that. And then Thursday, we were talking about resistance this week on the show, our inner resistances to change and growth.
So well, having inner resistance, but you're having physiological resistance to all these frequencies as well.
Exactly.
Why it's backing up on so many of you.
Maybe we can help it along by being conscious of it, eh?
Right. And digestive problems. We want to remind everybody,
your digestion may be very, very off. All right, regardless of what blood type, you may be finding that if you're an O, you've got to eat something totally different. If you're A, you've got to eat. Right now, be kind to yourself. Please be kind to yourself. All right, Veronica, how much time do we have here?
We have probably about a minute and a half.
All right. We would, as always, like to touch you tonight. And we're going to leave it open. You can request. Please be reasonable. We're not going to make you a millionaire.
Darn it.
If you're having physical issues, emotional issues, all right, we are happy to assist you. If you're looking for clarity, more connection, a greater sense of being loved, all right, more confidence, these kinds of things, we're going to leave it open to all of you. Now, you don't need to make a big list and pin it to your pillow, all right? No, everyone, it is a joy for us to interact with all of you and with you, Veronica, with all of you that wrote in. We enjoy our time with you. Please know that these are exciting times, and they're going to get more exciting. The worst is over. Yes, there are going to be some challenges, all right? There will be some challenges. This is the time to learn how to create your reality. This is the time to learn to play with dimensional shifting and to trust that you can do it. We love you, all of you. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Okay, we're here. We're here.
Yes, we're here.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are we done?
I have no way of seeing in the dark.
Welcome
all right.
Back.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. It was an absolute joy to be with everybody tonight and to know that we are all connected. We are a part of you, and you are a part of us. It can be no other way, believe me. And any problem you're having out there is a reflection or a projection. Please remember that. I'm having it tattooed on my hand, so I can't forget. I love you all. Love you, Ronnie, Bobby.
Love you, too.
Seth, good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everyone.